It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Hey. Them three-point shooting woes are over. Hey. 57 wins is the floor. Welcome in to the Wednesday, October 16th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
And we are happy that you are slumming it here with us. Gone are the days of the Sacramento Kings shooting 28% from the three-point line. Gone are the days of concerns about this team not being able to score from behind the arc. Dougie McBuckets is here.
Shout out to my boy, Dougie McBuckets. Creighton, stand up.
Y'all stop playing.
Creighton, stand up.
Doug McDermott is here.
I like that. I like the move. I don't know how much he's going to be in the rotation, but I do like the move.
Yeah, why not?
After back-to-back games, maybe it's four games in a row, shooting under 30% from three.
I can't remember what they did game two. Against Golden State. I know that was
game
the night.
Game two might have been over 30.
I was going to say, that. Was, I know that was the night. I think that's the night they hit the most, but I can't remember how they. Oh, no, I don't think it was. They took 45 that night. I think they were 15 of 45. That could absolutely be wrong. We'll pull up the stats. I think they were 15 of 45 that night. So, yet, no, they stink. I think it might have been Frank. I don't remember who posted it. Somebody posted it. That the Kings have the worst. I think it was Frankie. Did the Kings have the worst? Well, I know. They have the worst 3-point percentage in the league during the preseason.
That sounds about right. No, I think it was Frankie because he was keeping track. I remember but the first three games, and I think they were all under 20 or under 30, excuse me. I was like, that's awful. That's not going to get it done. And didn't get any better last night. It's interesting. It's not anything I'm freaking out over yet. Yeah, 13 of 46 on that Friday game for 28% from beyond the arc.
Mm.
It's not anything that I'm freaking out over yet. But you want to see him hit shots, man. You do want to see him hit shots, obviously. And they're doing it at a terrible pace right now. Like, it's not even, they're not a good three-point shooting team. This is awful.
Doug McDermott, a career 41% three-point shooter, he's coming off his worst stretch as a three-point shooter, but he did shoot 41% last year. He's only shot, okay, well, that stat's not going to work out the way I thought it would in my head. Only 32 years old.
Hey, he can still shoot the rock.
How many games he played last year? Played 64 games last year for the Spurs and the Pacers. 64 the year before. Didn't start any games last year. That hasn't started much in his career with the exception of 21-22 with San Antonio. But, Dougie McBuckets is here.
He's one of those guys that is going to be able to shoot to the day he dies. That's just what he does. And I like the idea of Doug McDermott.
Something just dawned on me. Was this what Sean was talking about?
Probably. I don't expect more.
Clutch Points really put out Brandon Ingram and Zach LaVine, and it was Doug McDermott.
This has got a cool nickname.
Dougie McBuckets, that's a good name.
Yeah, this is probably what he was talking about. This will be my guess.
If Sean's listening right now, he's going to tweet, "This is not what I was talking about." I'm good with it, man. Good with it.
It's cool. And look, the Kings, I know people are anxious and wanting to see more from this team just in general. Like, we want to see them just, like, go off. But I still feel the way I feel about them coming into the season. I think that they're going to have to obviously shoot the ball better, but I think that'll help or go up when Herter comes back, when Trey Lyles comes back. It's just over time they're gonna get better. You know, I look at the Kings. I got a 1-year-old, almost 2-year-old, and Trolls is dominating our TV every single day.
Justin Timberlake's song is still a great song.
The whole damn soundtrack is fantastic. It's fantastic. I listen to Better Place because of my daughter at least one time every day. No, I might play it in my own if it needs to. Better Place is a great song. Great song. And when Justin breaks it down, like, it's perfect. Perfect. But in the movie, they are searching for what they call the perfect harmony. And the perfect harmony will break diamonds. And to release their brother, who's captured right now, they have, as a group, like, the whole group, the whole thing was they were trying to find the perfect harmony, the perfect family harmony. Mm-hmm. And they didn't find it till the end. The Kings offensively are looking for the perfect family harmony.
Uh-huh.
That's what they're looking for right now. And they don't have it right now. And that's okay. That's okay. We want them to, like, have it ready to go right now. They don't. They're still working things out. They got to hit shots. And it may take a little time to get where, at least where I think they'll eventually end up. But right now, they're searching for the perfect basketball harmony.
I believe what you meant to say was, that's all right. That's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah. So it's cool. So Mike Brown got what he wanted last night. Mm-hmm. He wanted to have a game where he could have a closing lineup. He did, which was the starting lineup with Malik in place of Keon. No surprise there. That's been talked about in depth. I don't imagine that's going to change when Kevin Herter and Trey Lyles are going to be are healthy. Though we have seen Trey close games before. We could see some fluctuation at that point. A lot of times it's for Keegan. Sometimes in the past it had been for Harrison. I don't envision a situation ever where it's going to be for DeMar DeRozan.
Right.
So watching that play out, I think, is going to be interesting. We're talking. It's what we do. We're talking. Mm-hmm. Not alarming, not alerting, not panicking, not overreacting. We're going to have a day filled with conversations about this team.
Yes.
The simplest way I can describe what we saw last night, and I guess in the totality of the preseason, is Kings have just mailed this in my opinion.
Mm.
I don't think they're interested in the preseason. Not that anyone is. I understand that. I think when you're a younger team, you might be a little bit more locked in on executing, and I'm gonna show my way. And like, there weren't a lot of guys who need to show something that played last night. Like, Mike was running a real rotation, like, right, with guys like Jordan McLaughlin. Obviously, Kevin Herter's not there. Trey Lyles isn't there. You know, there are guys who have to fill in for those spots.
He was even messing around in the beginning of the fourth or whatever. He has Sabonis and Lynn out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he
yeah.
hits three.
Well,
but
that was amazing.
I said, wait, like, it didn't even register to me until the next time down, where I was like, okay, McLaughlin, who's, wait a minute, mm-hmm. Lynn, mm-hmm. Sabonis.
Mm-hmm.
All right, settle down, Mike. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was experimenting too.
Shout out to G-Man. A lot of people don't know Alex Lynn can hit that shot in the corner. Oh, such a beautiful call right there. But, and part of this is listening to Malik from the other day. Malik's over it. I don't think De'Aaron is interested in this at all. I don't. There's of the guys. Mm-hmm. There's one guy whose effort I don't question. DeMar, I'm going to exclude DeMar from this conversation a little bit because we've got four games. But like Domas is constantly going 100 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. I think that was the case last night. Obviously, he had an incredible first few minutes. He had an incredible game overall, but like, I think he had like 16 of the Kings' first 20-something points. Mm-hmm. And I go back to, well, we mentioned it, that famous game two nights before Christmas against the Wizards.
Oh, man.
There was one guy out there who was like, come on, let's go, mm-hmm. in the fourth quarter, trying to will his team to victory somehow. Mm-hmm. Failed miserably, but tried. And that was Domas. There are other guys where, like, I kind of watch them, and it's like, oh, they really just want to get through the game. And I don't fault them for that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't fault them for just wanting to get through these preseason games, for not wanting to get hurt, knowing Mike's probably going to practice them today, knowing that they've got things that they've got to work on, knowing all of these different things. Like, I don't fault them. This isn't, oh, this is whack. This isn't anything. But it's also hard for me to believe that we're not going to see this during the regular season. How many times last year did we go like, yeah, they just don't look like they had it last night? Like, look, De'Aaron has a reputation for sometimes looking like he's on cruise control. Mm-hmm. De'Aaron a lot was on cruise control last night. There were some times where he wasn't, but there were definitely times where he was. And I think that when you factor in, and this is really what we're going to talk about, the perimeter defense and, I mean, 73%, they didn't take a ton. They had missed free throws last night, five of them.
Yeah.
Like, those are all last year problems.
Mm-hmm. Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
At some point, we've got to address that these aren't four games problems. They're 86 game problems. Now, I could be alone on that, and maybe I am. And Malik says, hey, it's just preseason. I also have some thoughts on Malik. Not bad, but we kind of laughed. We didn't know Malik didn't have an offseason.
Yeah.
We completely forgot that Malik Monk was injured. We were so concerned about whether he was going to re-sign here. Mm-hmm. We completely forgot he was injured. And his 5-on-5 is relatively new. I think that's a thing.
I'm with you, and I got some thoughts about that.
All right, well, we'll come back. We're just getting started. The Doug McDermott era has begun.
No, it's like the
Dougie McBuckets.
Like the Roman Reigns era.
Here we are. Put your ones up. Put your ones acknowledge up. Him.
Dougie McBuckets.
Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Come on, man.
What you see?
Look, man. Nah, look. We got this new feature over on the Odyssey app where you can leave voicemails.
Oh, we cooking?
Okay. Now, listen. Brandon, if you're listening, I appreciate you. Don't leave 10 voicemails. Thirsty ass dude, man. What you doing?
10? Wait a minute. Brandon, do what you got to do,
There's,
man.
No, on, don't do what you got to do.
We ain't going to play all 10, no, but, you know.
Brandon got... We trying to give away these Golden Sky tickets. What's Brandon talking about right here?
Brandon said, and another thing.
Okay, there's Brandon. He's hoping to win Golden Sky tickets. Uh-huh. Listen. No, we got it, Brandon. No, see, you said that on the last one.
Yeah, that's not what I want you to do, Brandon.
God damn it, Brandon.
No, see, that's not Brandon. What I'm saying. If you had takes and you, like, forgot something and wanted to get, that's cool, but I don't need the same message over time.
Brandon's trying to win Golden Sky tickets. I see. It's Brandon again. Brandon, hey, I'm just trying to win them Golden Sky tickets. Okay, Brandon. No, we got it. Okay. Thanks, pal. No, thanks, pal. Now, Zabo left a voicemail.
Kings lost, but at least it was better than that Portland game.
Well, okay. Let's see. All right.
Is that all you said?
No. There's more.
We got to find a way to let people cook.
Yeah. I
got to hook it up somewhere.
No, I think I can put it on the computer. That's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to put it on the computer so Zay can cook and. Well, we can listen to all 10 of Brandon's voicemails. Brandon just leaving voicemails. Big fan of the Insiders, this Brandon guy. Man.
Brandon. Shout out Brandon, man.
Yo, Charlie, if you're listening, can we get this kid some Golden Sky tickets? Can we get Brandon some tickets to Golden Sky, please?
Brandon.
Like I'm calling it. Let my man get some tickets. If you want to get tickets to Golden Sky, you can leave a voicemail through the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app on your smartphone. Click the voicemail button. Click the microphone, and you can leave us a voicemail like Brandon did 10 times. Jeremy did it. Some guy named Casey in Sacramento did it.
Oh man, let him rock. Let him cook.
Christian did it. Zabo did it after the game last night. We'll hear from them. You can leave a voicemail right now for your chance to win Golden Sky tickets. Again, it's on the Odyssey app. Also, coming up on Friday from 11 to 1 o'clock, our crew from the Wake Up Call, Katie and Gavin, they're going to be out at Roosters on the River giving away tickets to Golden Sky every 10 minutes. 10 minutes and 65 seconds to be exact. They'll be giving away tickets to Golden Sky from 11 to 1. So make your plans to be out there with the Wake Up Call coming up. I mean, Keith Urban is there. That's big in that world.
I've heard his name before. I don't know the song, but I've heard his name.
Shaboozy is there.
I know Shaboozy.
This is the premier country music festival in Sacramento. And we've got you taken care of, both through the voicemail app, or voicemail feature on the Odyssey app, and then with our crew over at the Wake Up Call Roosters on the River from 11 to 1. Katie from the Wake Up Call will be with us tomorrow.
Shout out, Katie. That's my girl.
She's got takes. She's got takes on starting five. She's been anxious to get these off, so she's ready to talk reality TV with D'Lo and KC, because I don't know that she has a single interest in basketball whatsoever, but she is fired up about this show.
I talked to Katie before. I'm going to have to – well, maybe you can. I got to pay it off. I told her I was going to get caught up on Potomac, on Real Housewives of Potomac. So she comes in, she talks starting five, and like I said, maybe you or somebody can watch Potomac. That's the one I watch.
Me?
Yeah, you can watch Potomac.
Well, she said if you're going to watch the Real Housewives stuff, to watch that one. Because when
simply because Giselle's on there, that's why I watch.
Well,
Giselle
when,
is beautiful.
When Starting Five launched, I think she had said Real Housewives of like New York or something had launched.
I did see that commercial.
I was like, okay, and I sent her. I was like, I'm tapped in. I made it 6 minutes and 45 seconds, and immediately text her back and says, I can't do this. She was like, no, this isn't the one. You need to watch the Potomac one. You'll like the Potomac one. Don't bother with this one. This is a deep cut. This is a deep cut. Real Housewives of New York. That's
Besides.
A deep cut. Yeah, it's a deep cut. You don't need to rock with the album cuts. Just go with the hits over here. So I guess it's my job to watch Real Housewives of Potomac. That's you and Morgan, right? Isn't that Morgan's bag?
I mean, it is. I haven't really watched it. When my mom was staying with us while our house was being built, she watches Potomac.
Wow. Most people I know already buy houses, but, buy already built houses.
You doing that today? I mean, we see the hoodie. Are we doing that today?
My house was built.
Are we see the hoodie. Are we doing that today? You see what I'm doing. I'm local. You know what I mean? Support local businesses. You, on the other hand.
It's Dave Garcia. That's a dope ones right there. Mob Deep.
But yeah, she stayed with me for like 3 months while the house is being built. And that was her. She's like, put my shows on the DVR. And Potomac.
You can't do it, Mom. It's going to erase whack basketball.
Now I don't have that concern. I just want to record everything.
Yeah, no, YouTube. Unlimited.
YouTube TV. Oh, man. Wow.
My multi-view on Sundays changed my life.
Oh, A+. A+. Did you hear they're allegedly having multi-view for basketball, for League Pass?
Yeah, I think they had it last year.
Oh, they did?
I think so.
Oh, Front Office Sports announced it like it was something new.
Maybe
it's the app that's getting it for the first time.
Okay, that would make sense because the app, the first year with multi-view on Sunday Ticket didn't have, it didn't work on the app. So like if you were on your phone, you didn't get the multi-view.
Gotcha.
That happened this year where if you're, like for I told you about NFL Disneyland, I was able to get the multi-view from my app to the TV because it worked on the app. And then I don't think when they had their first year last year, it didn't.
Got you. But to close that up, that's why I started watching Potomac, because my mom. And then when she moved into our house, I haven't really watched it since. Like I said, I keep up with it because Giselle's always on my, the shade room and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't really know what's going on. But I'll tap back in. Tell me Giselle Bryant's there. I'll tap back in.
Well, is Doug McDermott there? Can he make Real Housewives of Potomac?
Juan Dixon is on there. Remember Juan Dixon?
I do. Why?
His wife. His wife is on there.
Really?
I think they actually got a divorce. And I think Juan was like a villain on that show, actually.
Oh, my.
But yeah, Juan Dixon and his wife were on there. They might still be together. I don't know. Morgan will know.
Morgan, if you're listening. Okay, let's talk for those just tuning in. I think everybody knows by now the Sacramento Kings have signed Doug McDermott to a 1-year contract. I don't think this is a Nerlens Noel thing. I think Doug McDermott is going to be a Sacramento King this year.
I do too.
It makes sense. It works. It fits. If it's a, I do I do I want to be clear with what we're talking about right now. I do think it's a big if shooting is a concern for the Sacramento Kings, having Doug McDermott here, I think, is going to help a little bit. He's a career 41% three-point shooter. Mm-hmm. Sacramento Kings need that. Also, let's please, again, to keep this thing in total context, we're going to talk a lot of negatives about the Sacramento Kings. There's just no way to do it after four preseason games. There's no way to have a conversation without addressing some of the negatives. Are they a big deal where they carry over into 7-8 days from today? I don't know. But I think the fact that Kevin Huerter is not around is a big deal. It's a bigger deal than some people are willing to admit. It honestly might be a bigger deal than Mike Brown is willing to admit. Trey Lyles isn't around. That is a big deal. He is a do-all player for the Sacramento Kings, including a bucket when needed. So we're not getting a complete picture from Sacramento, but we've laid all of these different things out, including missed free throws, perimeter defense, 20-some-odd percent from the three-point line in all four games so far, worst in the league when it comes to three-point shooting through the preseason. But you said you had some thoughts on all of that.
Yeah, so you spoke about, like, these guys not really being that interested in the preseason. I'm kind of with you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they should be or not, that's not here for me to say. But I look at them and I see guys that are ready for real basketball. Like, they're ready. That, like, there's a certain level of, we're trying to play well. We're trying to play good basketball. We're trying to create some stuff. But at the end of the day, they know the only thing that matters is what happens when them lights come on and when them records are for real. So there's a certain mindset. There's a certain mentality that you're fighting against sometimes when you know that's the case. You can have the greatest game in the world. You can, you know, have the perfect family harmony if you want to on the offensive end for games 2 and 3 in the preseason. But if you're shooting 27% from three in the first three games of the regular season, nobody's going to care or remember what happened in the preseason.
Right.
So because of that, I can imagine, I don't know if these guys feel this way, but I can imagine there's a sense of none of this really matters. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter. I just want to get to the stuff that matters. So there's that. The other thing about the preseason is I wonder if they have a little bit of, you hear this in NFL training camp often, more so than the preseason, but in training camp, when, oh, Brock Purdy threw 5 interceptions today in training camp.
On 5 passes.
Yeah. Like, oh, man, they picked them off left and right, da-da-da. Then when people kind of explain that, they say, yeah, that probably happened because training camp is where you try stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You push the limits. You see what you're comfortable with. You see what passes can get through against certain, you know, zones or like you're pushing it. So you're gonna try some stuff. You're gonna realize what works and what doesn't work. And by the time the season gets here, you're comfortable with your limitations or what you can do or whatever the case may be. I wonder if that's what's going on right now. You see, and he didn't shoot a lot of them, but you see Sabonis shooting threes. You see Sabonis shooting jump shots damn near all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just shooting a jump shot.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we believe they want to incorporate that into his game and understandably show. But it seems a little extra. Like, maybe sometimes when he could attack, put the ball on the deck and go to the cup, he's trying out that jump shot a little bit more. Maybe sometimes on the pick and pop instead of a pick and roll, it is a pick and pop. He's working on that. De'Aaron, 9 threes last night. We saw him shoot more threes last year. But maybe he's trying to get comfortable with the three-point shot and get used to catch and shoot threes. He didn't get a whole lot of those last year. So there's an element of trying some things out, I think, is going on as well. Last thing, you mentioned Malik Monk and us forgetting that he was hurt last year. And I think
this offseason. Yeah.
And I think some of the reason why we forget that he was hurt is remember what the mindset was at the end of that season. It was, if we could just get in, we might get Malik by game 4.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody was thinking like, oh man, this long rehab, you know, type offseason. Mm-hmm. It was like, it's just a sprain. He's already been out 4 weeks. Like, if we can win one more game, he'll be back. So you don't even think of
what. A lot of that was him.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that was him.
You don't even think
he
of
wanted to play so bad.
What possible rehab he may have or some of the things he's got to go through during the summer as far as not playing that apparently he did have to go through. Everybody's different. I think Malik Monk is just a baller. Just a baller. It doesn't matter. Like, he's always going to be able to get buckets. He's always going to be able to do well. But I know I equate this to myself. I was the type of player where if I didn't play for 2 weeks, I was fumbling around for about a week trying to get back into things. I can't imagine not playing for a month or not being able to go up and down in a game situation and then getting thrown into an NBA game, preseason or not, and expected to be right in rhythm. I wonder if that's what's going on with him. It looks like that's what might be going on with him, where he's trying to get his NBA basketball legs back. And right now he's struggling. He's struggling in a major way out there.
I think there's also something to be said for, like, we just used last night as an example. Malik was 2 of 12 in the 29 minutes that he played. He was 1 of 7 from 3. Those guys are definitely getting a lot of threes up, though. Obviously, that's Malik's bag, very capable. He did have games like this. He did have stretches like this. And the chances of him having a stretch like this during the regular season is pretty high.
Yeah.
It doesn't change anything. It doesn't, you know, Malik's not graded differently because he signed a long-term, or Malik shouldn't be graded differently because he signed a long-term deal here. He's going to have a season where, oh man, Malik struggled tonight. And then we're back here on Wednesday. That shot's just not falling for him right now. Get back here on Friday. Like, man, Malik's hit this 3-game stretch and then all of a sudden he has 27.
Right.
Like, that's been 2 years of Malik Monk. Like, that's kind of what happens. It's who he is as a player. This might actually be the way the season starts for him because of the reasons we just laid out. Is, you know, Malik was the one who pointed out, hey, we're not showing everything right now. It's preseason. We're just out there. We're just kind of running, kind of moving, trying to get open shots for sure. But, yeah, we're not showing everything right now.
Yeah.
I think when they start showing more, we're going to see Malik doing a lot of different things. And it's probably not camping out behind the three-point line seven times. Like, Malik is a creator, just like De'Aaron Fox is, just like DeMar DeRozan is. There's a million reasons DeMar DeRozan is here. One of them has to be they recognized what life was like without Malik Monk last year. No one bought anyone else on this team creating anything. It was De'Aaron. We're going to shut him down and anyone else. Cool. If it's Keegan Murray, go ahead. That's essentially what the Warriors did.
Right.
If Keegan's going to do it, do it.
Right.
He did it. But that was, go ahead. Because I know who's not doing it. That guy. He's not doing it. And no one bought anyone else.
Right.
Now, something happens to Malik. You can't do that to De'Aaron. Something happens to De'Aaron. You can't do that to DeMar. Something happens to DeMar. You have a fail safe here. If a guy misses a game, two, three, a week, whatever, like, you have multiple shot creators, which is something that they desperately need. And right now it doesn't feel like any of those three guys are really working to create shots. If the shot's there, they take it. DeMar shooting 6 of 15 is wild to me. On 1-3.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at Malik being 2 of 12 on 7 threes, but DeMar 6 of 15 on 1-3.
Right.
I'm not buying that.
That's not typical of him. You know, last night's game, I don't feel like this is purple colored glasses to say this. Last night's game was just kind of a game. And I was okay with that. Like, I wanted them to win or whatever. And if it's the regular season, it'd be frustrating. I get that. But last night's game was just, It was a regular game. Like, Sunday was an abomination. Sunday was inexcusable and unacceptable. I didn't look at last night's game as that. I looked at it as a game where you want to make shots a little bit more. Maybe you want to defend the three a little bit better. You know, I don't know what everybody's
40%
bar is, but
it was 40% last night.
It was. I know in the first half they had a lot of shots where they were defending the three really well, and Utah was just draining the shot.
But why does that keep happening to them?
I don't know. Because you talk about, you want to be better on the defensive end from three. I know three shots specifically. It was like, I forgot who shot the three, but Keon got out on the three, did the high five thing. Like, you can't contest it any better without fouling. Splash. Just splash. you know, right in his eye. You know what I mean? That's basketball. That's basketball.
Wait a minute. God.
What the hell?
What's going on here?
We don't talk hoop on here? We don't talk hoop?
It is basketball. Like, I don't know. Like, I was going to let him play, but then blew the whistle. It's my assistant ref. We got to stick together. The other ref.
Bro.
I get it. I didn't want to throw it, but he blew the whistle.
Man. Can't even talk hoop in this chat.
Say the sentence again.
He hit the three right in his eye.
No, that's not what you said.
Just right in his
eye. Nope, that's not what you said. Added a splash, sir.
What?
That's what threw it over the top. That's what did it. You added the splash.
Look, man, that's what happened. I'm only stating the facts. I'm a broadcast journalist. That's what happened.
I was watching a different basketball game. I didn't see that.
But they, you know, they had it. And then Keontae George, I think Keegan's on him. Keegan's, you know, he's up on him. Step back. Three. You know, it wasn't from super deep, but his toes weren't on the line. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a little space. Splash.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's kind of what it is. And then on the flip side, there were a good number of times when I didn't think they defended the three well. They left a wide open three-point shooter, and he missed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But that's not going to go down as good defense or bad whatever. You know what I mean? Because you're just looking at the total of it. So I thought they were okay last night. Like, obviously not good enough to win. They got helped out because – Utah turned the ball over.
I think they were very
good
last night, to be honest. I didn't.
Yeah, I'm not going to say they're good last night. I'm not saying that. I'm not making that argument. Mm. I just thought they were regular. That's what I took from the game. They were regular. And then you throw in, like we talked about earlier, Mike Brown kind of messing with some lineups, trying some things out. There was a level of regular rotation to that game, but there was also some like, all right, well, I don't think we're going to see Lynn and Sabonis. And he was trying some things out, so. I don't know. I just thought yesterday was a regular game that they end up losing, didn't play well enough to win.
Hmm. All right.
They definitely didn't shoot well. Like that.
Well, they
was
didn't
a
shoot well. They didn't defend well. I guess we see the way they defended a little bit differently. It's like the episode of The Office where Michael hits Meredith with the car. And then Sprinkles dies, and then the computer crashes because of the porn. And instead of taking responsibility for running over Meredith, he says that the office is cursed. Like, at what point are the Sacramento Kings not cursed?
Well, look, this is the way I look at it.
You'll get the reference in a little bit. It's not too far. I think it's three.
Okay.
I think it's three.
Season four, episode one, or season three, episode one, I think.
Oh, you're right. It's season four. You're right.
Kings
you're right.
Play tonight. There's
you're right.
College,
you, stop
football.
It. Stop it. Don't do this. You're
I
got to
watch starting five, but
you're
I'm
not going
to
watch it. No, you're not. Stop it. Stop it.
Every time you do this, you disrespect me and Damian a little bit more.
More times than not, I've watched it when I'm
that is such a lie. You never do. Well, I can't believe you just said that. No.
That's crazy.
Hey, the way your boy rewrites history on this show is kind of crazy, bro.
No, I know. I know.
Y'all be bugging. I know. I'll be bugging.
You're still on the Dundies. It took you 2.5 years to get you the basketball episode, which was like the fourth episode of the series.
I think you watched like half of it at the first point, too.
Well, last night I had to watch some film last night. I had to watch the Chiefs game, so you know what I mean. Get ready. Big weekend, big Sunday going on.
Yeah.
But Matt George before the game. Put out on the Twitter like, hey, what does everybody want to see from the game tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, typical. I want to see him defend the three better. I want to see him defend the three better. Defend mm-hmm. the three. I said, I want to see them hit threes.
Mm-hmm.
And
everybody lost.
Nobody wins when the family feuds. But that was the key to the game. They hit threes. They win. I think they ended up with 10. I think they ended up with 10. 10 made threes.
Well, that's a damn shame because Keegan hit like five of them.
Yeah.
They were 10 of 38.
Yeah, they had six, I think, early in the fourth quarter, maybe late in the third. Like they were like 6 of 29 or something like that. So they got hot to get to 10. And I'm just like, if they hitting 12, 13, 14, 15 threes, they win the game. Like that's where I look at like their defense wasn't great, it wasn't stellar, but it wasn't It wasn't, to me, it wasn't what lost them the game in that type of situation. Make your shots. You had shots. You had good looks. You couldn't hit a three to save your life. Hell, and one of the threes was a 50-footer.
That was ridiculous. That was De'Aaron's first made three of the game, was that shot.
Come on.
I think he only hit two.
Yeah, he was 2 of 9.
Yeah, the first one was that one, the 55-footer.
Yeah, so I think fundamentally, I understand what people say defensively. I think the key to the Kings winning is they've got to be – it's no different than the last couple of years. I've been saying the same thing. Just what I think. I think they have to be scoring. They have to be efficient. They have to be hitting the three ball, and that's their key to victory. And they didn't do it last night. But
they, you know, they shot 105 times last night, and the Jazz shot 71.
Jazz turned the ball over like 26 times, I think, 23 times. Like they had
25.
They had a game like the Kings on Sunday.
25 points.
Still were
25
able to
times.
Win. Yeah, because Kings couldn't take advantage and make shots.
Kings had 20 offensive rebounds last night and lost. Your boy was your girl last night. Oh. Domas looked a lot like Angel Reese on about like three different possessions. That man was just ball off the rim, rebound, ball off the rim, rebound. And shout out, salute, he busted his ass to get those rebounds and get that shot back up, and then busted his ass again to get that rebound and get that shot back, and then busted his ass again. It's like, come on, Angel.
Man,
get the ball in the basket.
It was tough because I think he finished with 29. He had 23 at the half, I think.
Like, oh, he was like 7 of 8 in the first quarter, I think. Yeah. Yeah, he was 7 of 8 with 16 points in the first quarter.
Ridiculous. The theme for today is they are searching for the perfect family harmony. They'll get there.
And Dougie McDermott is here to bring that harmony.
Just like Brozone did, the Kings will get there.
Okay.
Brozone, shout out to him.
Jordan McLaughlin appears to be a really good addition for the Sacramento Kings. I thought he played well. We'll talk about him. And I have a question regarding Keon Ellis. And that's all it is. It's a question.
Oh, well, I'm interested because I'll let you cook first.
I'm not going to cook.
I'm going to put you out on the ledge first.
I'm going to ask. We're going to talk. We're having a family discussion. Stealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Don't let me check emails during the show anymore.
I was going to say, dude, I didn't want to say nothing.
Don't let me do it anymore, please.
All right.
Hey, put your phone down. Just do that.
You want me to be like the middleman for that?
Take my glasses off. Just say walk away. That's what I need
to do. Do I need to go talk to someone?
Nope. I love that Jesse's the muscle of the show, though.
You guys are the talent, dude. I'll do all the dirty work.
Jesse's the solo. He's a solo. He don't say much.
Who's pissing off Damian?
Slums of Sacramento.
Let's start with Malik. Let's start with Keon, I mean.
Okay.
Because I want to talk about Keon Jordan. Obviously, Doug McDermott, the newest member of the Sacramento Kings. I am curious to see what happens over the course of the next couple hours. Dougie was a free agent. I don't know. I don't envision him playing Thursday, but it's basketball. Throw him out there. Let him play. I don't even know if Mike knows Kevin Huerter can play. I really, honest to God, don't know. But it seems we all found out Kevin Huerter was cleared to play before Mike Brown did. So hopefully, I would really love to see Kevin Huerter play tomorrow above all else. Are we sure that the Keon Ellis starting at 2 is as cut and dry as some of us have made it to be? We have highlighted the idea that, hey, you know, with shot distribution being a thing for DeMar and Domas and Keegan, De'Aaron, maybe even to a certain degree Malik, depending on how all this, you know, kind of works out. Keon not being a high volume shooter, this could work out. Okay, maybe there's a difference between being a high volume shooter and then maybe someone who shoots three times a game. Maybe that was an extreme example. I think he shot 9 times against the Warriors earlier this year, and I've just blocked out Portland. I don't know what happened against Portland. It doesn't even freaking matter.
It's a good idea.
Doesn't even matter. Is there a concern? Should there be a concern that defenses won't take Keon Ellis seriously?
We did not talk about this. And last night, as I was driving home after getting fire wings and saw the end of that game, I said, man, maybe Kevin should start.
Yeah, and for the record, we don't talk about anything. We have no idea what the other person is going to do when they walk in the building. But
maybe Kevin should start.
Mm.
In theory,
mm-hmm.
Keon starting and being the defensive guy and all this other stuff makes perfect sense. The one thing that, and I think Keon can shoot the ball, the three ball, well. I think percentage-wise, and if you look at him catch and shoot and all this other stuff, it's going to be solid. Like, it's going to be good enough. But the threat of Kevin Huerter is just different. It's mm-hmm. a different energy that he brings to that lineup. And that defenses have to react to. And also, we always ask the question, is Keon better than Kevin? All this other stuff. One of the things that Keon could not do that Kevin does really well is offensively different angles, being off the move, different ways mm-hmm. of getting your shot off, getting open, hitting threes, curling, hitting mid-ranges, all this other stuff. That's where Kevin is definitively better, in my opinion. And I'm not there yet, but I thought about it for the first time last night. I said, maybe you do start Kevin Huerter when he's ready to go.
Which is maybe now, you do. For the record, it's now.
Yeah.
Kevin can play now.
He can. Mike, you listening? You can play now.
Someone text Mike. Like, hey, Mike, we're good.
Do you think we see Kevin play on Thursday?
Yeah, why wouldn't we?
I don't know why he didn't play last night.
It's not like Kevin. Kevin didn't have an ACL. Like, he wasn't sitting at home.
Right.
Kevin's been playing. He's been getting up and down the floor. We saw videos of him with Doug and I think DeMar in mm-hmm. LA.
Yeah.
He looked like a million bucks. Like,
Sabonis
he's
and everybody, yeah.
he's clearly working. There's a difference between working and 5-on-5 for sure. But I don't know what the ramp up needs to be. Jordan McLaughlin, De'Aaron told us, this wasn't Mike, this wasn't Monty, this wasn't a suit. It was De'Aaron who was like, yeah, no, Jordan had one 5-on-5, and he looked great tonight. And this was against Portland, and I thought Jordan McLaughlin looked really good again last night. I thought, like, man, this is Jake Mack, a little solid piece here.
Mm-hmm.
If he could do it, he just got here. Why the hell couldn't Kevin Huerter do it, who'd been here for 2 years?
I don't know. I don't know why he didn't play yesterday.
I don't either.
Mike didn't know. Mike didn't know. I don't know he's back yet. But, yeah, I'd like to see him on Thursday. I don't think there's any reason why he shouldn't play on Thursday. And, I'm still going with Keon starting at the two.
Hmm.
But last night I really thought about – all right, maybe I should change my train of thought. Maybe it is time to think a little bit more about Kevin Huerter being the starting two guard.
Hmm. I don't like this at all. But is there a situation where I really hate this, for the record. Is there a situation where the starting two guard is situational? For example, it's the Sacramento Kings versus the Golden State Warriors. We want Keon on staff. We're going to start Keon Ellis against the Warriors. It's the Sacramento Kings versus Denver. Oh, Kevin could start in that one.
Mm-hmm.
We feel fine with the matchups that we have out there. Kevin's a little bit bigger. Size was a big conversation on Deuce and Moe and some of the different write-ups. Is, you know, just part of the reason I think you're seeing teams hit shots over Sacramento was because Sacramento was smaller. Mm-hmm. With guy, you know, position to position, Sacramento was smaller than some of these other teams. Kevin's a little bit bigger. Oh, maybe that works versus Denver. Does that make sense at all? A single position being a situational starter.
For the record,
I do not like that.
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm with you. I don't like it.
I don't know why it can't work, though.
Right. So I'm with you. I don't like it. It makes sense. And I don't know why, outside of traditionally what basketball has taught you, you just keep the starting five. I don't know why it wouldn't work, especially with the position.
Well, Ramsey says
like
you
that.
Cannot have a situational starting lineup in the NBA. That's not what we said. A situational starter, one single starter, and why?
The reasons, I'm trying to think of the reasons why maybe you wouldn't.
Has Keon Ellis started for Sacramento?
Has he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's played with that group before?
Yes.
Has Kevin Huerter?
Yes.
Okay.
So the question would be, like, it would start to say for instance, three games are Keon start games, right? Three games there, you play well, and then you look at the calendar. It's Denver, it's Washington or whatever. These are Kevin start games,
mm-hmm.
and then you struggle,
mm.
and now you're welcoming in a controversy, right? Like, why not just start Keon the whole time? Why are you messing around? Like, instead of just doing that,
perfectly
that would be my
fine.
Only thought as to why.
Perfectly
you
fine. Let's go with that. You're starting Keon, mm-hmm. and you're struggling. You're inviting the same exact controversy because Kevin is there. When you have two guys who have started for you, who can start, you're going to create conversation if one of them plays bad.
Mm-hmm. But you're not. I don't think you would go back and forth. Like, so Keon's not playing.
It happened last year.
Yeah, we didn't like it.
Well, we hated Chris Duarte. That's why.
Well, we thought
Chris Duarte was a terrible idea.
We thought it was a problem. So, like, well, this is what would happen. If Keon's not playing well and he's not playing well, struggling, it's going to be a Kevin Starr game. And then Kevin's not playing well. You just like, well, we got to get both of these guys out of here. Right? Like, you wouldn't be like, oh, well, let's go back to Keon. No, we saw that, and he wasn't playing well.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like, we got a big problem. Both of them need to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't – everything you said, I agree with. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why you don't do it.
I'm just trying to come up with solutions. I'm playing
devil's advocate to it, but it doesn't feel like it should be that big of a deal because it's one position, one
– I don't think it's ever happened before.
I don't think so either. But like I said, it's
maybe
not,
there's a reason for that.
it's not one of your main guys, so it should be interchangeable. You would think it's not like saying
it's a starter. It's the least of the main guys.
Yeah, but it's not DeRozan or Five. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, those guys are always going to be there. I don't know.
How much of a difference is that going to make too, though?
I don't know. I worry. I don't know. I'm just not 100% sold on Keon being the starter. Mm. I think that's it. And maybe it's just needing to see. Maybe it's needing to see Kevin back. Mm. Maybe it's. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just don't think Kevin stinks.
No.
I think Kevin Huerter had a really bad year last year, but I don't think he sucks. And so if he's something along the lines of what he was 2 years ago, good. Let's go.
Is it safe?
But if he's not, that's a problem for everybody.
Is it safe to say, and this probably isn't even fair because Kevin still was like 10 points per game last year. So this probably isn't fair. I'll ask it anyway. But is it safe to say like Kevin's floor is lower than Keon's? Like when Kevin isn't making a shot, it feels like, I'm not saying this is the case. I'm just telling you what it feels like. It feels like it's a disaster. It feels like he's useless out there. Whereas Keon, if Keon's 0 for 4, we're like, ah, oh, he's 0 for 4, but he's locking up and doing all, like, it doesn't feel like the worst thing on the world. All of that could just be feelings. It could just be vibes. Because, like I said, number one, Kevin's floor so far is still 10 points per game as an NBA starter. Kevin also did a really good job last year, or at least early in the season, about getting on the boards and making it where if he wasn't hitting shots, he was still contributing. So I think a lot of that, that thinking is probably just more so on vibes, but that's kind of what it feels like sometimes.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.